Hi, everybody. Well, this is our BBS Wednesday show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is September 20th, 2017. And we're going to clear the date for everyone. So here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think this is the day they did some atomic bomb testing. Maybe somebody could Google it and send in something to us and see what they say about it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. Feels better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. This is to bring peace energy to you, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the situation happening, something going on, I can release that timeline from you, so think of it now and releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okie doke, we'll see if Michelle's there. Michelle, are you out of the PBS studios, ready to go?
Yes, I'm out of the PBS studios. I am ready, and hello, and welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday night show. And, I don't know. Is it, the energy just seems kind of very mellow where I am. It's actually raining, but it's been kind of hot all day, and a little moist in the air. It's kind of nice. I don't know. How is the weather where you are, Ron?
A little overcast, slight drizzles today, and just, that's kind of, I think middle 60s or something. So that's how it is. So
cool. It's been kind of a warm month, and it's kind of interesting because it's getting towards the end of September. It's rather lovely, I think. I don't know what that says about, you know, what's going on with the state of the world or aliens or ascension or anything. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. It's just the energy just seems rather mellow. Although you did say that some things happened, you know, maybe about a week ago or so. I'm not quite sure when that was. But okay, so this week, on this day, I was wondering if we could go over, Ron, a couple of the questions that every now and then we try to ask you and see if you have, you know, you always have different ways of explaining things. So I'm getting these questions from the Wikipedia section of the Creation Lightship website. And the reason I'm doing this is because we don't have, it seems like, so many emails in the email box. So if anyone would like to write in, if you have a question, please do so. Our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. It might just be a sign that other people are feeling peaceful and they're okay with everything. But if you have a question, please do so, write in. But Ron, the first question I'd like you to ask you is, does the Creation Lightship have anything to do with UFO energy?
No, nothing to do with aliens or UFOs or anything.
Well, you must have been the person that answered this previously, or I think that the answer that is written down here was taken from a radio show, it looks like, in 2008. And at that time, when it was asked of you, you also said, no, it has nothing to do with UFOs, but it is creation energy itself. And then you said, some may wonder why we use some terms that are used by people who talk about UFOs, such as the word lightship. The creation lightship is indeed a lightship when you go up on it. It's kind of a large-scale space station. There are floors that you walk on physically because you are transported physically out of time, and then you are materialized out of time in your physical form. So that's very fascinating. And it also says, and then you are integrated with your full spirit energy for healing. Does that happen every time we go up on the light ship?
Yes, every time, yes. Uh-huh. That's correct.
Then that is just amazing to me that when we come back here, we might have something going on again. You would think we would be completely healed.
Yeah, on the light ship, you are completely healed, except what's down here is the densities from your different bodies that are connected to you, your energetic bodies. So remember, those stay here. So your physical body goes to the light ship. These energetic bodies that cause your problems and situations stay here. And what is on the light ship, where your contamination is brought into your body, is released. But then when you come back here again, if you haven't had enough clearings to release the densities, then and you haven't cleared out your energetic bodies, then that the same problem can happen to you here because you haven't did your homework and corrected the problems that are here that caused your problems to begin with. But on the light ship, you are fixed, yes.
Okay. It seems almost as if the trick is to figure out where you went wrong, like which bodies are contaminated.
Yeah, that's why we have the whole lifetime clearings. So that's where you start at and start doing those, and eventually you'll start feeling better. And, you know, everything that I do on the conference calls, you know, is all dedicated to bring you back more into wholeness and to release the densities from you.
Okay. So then the next question, this is also about the light ship in particular, but what are defense fleet ships?
Those are ships, you could call them, that are light ships that go out and defend the light from the darkness. So the darkness always wants to come into the light, try to replicate the light or take over the light and also take over people. And so when they start coming into our realm here, which is supposed to be of light, and start doing implants and mind control patterns and abductions, then the light ship defense fleet, along now with the time-traveling soldiers, will ward off those energies and destroy them instantly.
Okay. And so sometimes I know that you have taken some of your listeners on, trips or for us to experience like a battle where we are getting rid of some of the interference, basically. And are we on defense ship at that time, or is that something different?
Well, it all depends. It depends what's happening in the moment.
Okay, so I was reading the answer that you gave back in 2008, and it appears to be from a show of, it was 3/22/2008, and it made me think of an interesting question. What you said here was that, or whoever answered this, but I suspect it was you, it says, these ships are what the Creation Lightship uses to go out and find and bring back spirits created by the Creation Lightship that have been taken away by the dark side. So are they basically finding like people that have passed on and their spirits are floating around, or their emotional bodies?
It's the parts of you that have been stolen by the darkness. So that happens, during the Sunday calls that we have to get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. So that's when the defense fleet ships to go out and hunt for bits and pieces of you that have been stolen. This is physical body parts, spirit parts, and maybe other things that we don't normally understand or talk about, along with some of the blueprints of you. So whatever stolen by the darkness, if we can find parts of those, then they will be taken back and you will be back a little more into wholeness. Remember, the darkness always it doesn't want to give up what they stole from you, so there's always battles going on because of that.
Okay. Is that happening when you say you? Do you mean the people that are listening to the show or doing work with you, or is this happening kind of like for everybody?
Only people who are listening to the either the BBS shows or are on the conference calls.
Okay. All right. So then sometimes we do the Saturday shows and we go to the Creation Lightship and you tell us, you know, every now and then you remind us that we are not to try and go there. I don't know how somebody would go there, possibly through meditation, but, you know, that should not be done. It's not good. So it says right here, can I go to the Creation Lightship on my own?
No, you'd have no way to even find it. So you can never go back to source energy. Source energy created you and you left to enjoy your incarnations in light. Although here it's different because your incarnations are you know, recycling programs and forced reincarnation. But in the land of light, where there's no darkness, then you're on your own and you continuously maybe go places, do things in light. And you materialize a physical body of some sort to have the spirit of you go into for as long as you would like, and then you dematerialize that body from the blueprint and go somewhere else. But you never go back to light. When I take people up to the light ship, and that's a special situation where I'm allowing people to go up there and I escort them to the light ship for particular healings. So back to you.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I had a question, but it went away. Is there any healings or anything that you would like to do right now, Ron?
Any what? Any clearings?
Yeah.
I can take out some implants out of your ears, I guess. A lot of the implants are mainly head-related, unless they put them into your spine to give you backaches or something, but most of them are always typically head-related. So here we go. We'll do some implants out of your left ear. So see if your hearing changes. Maybe you have some buzzing in your ears or something. And, you know, it's hard to release things that people have in their ears as far as, you know, hearing different sounds or hearing buzzing or hearing static or something. But I can take away implants. So here we go. Left ear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right ear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So just see if you sense a change there. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. I'm just going to check some of the emails real quick. Okay, this one says they're asking for urgent advice. Hi, Ron. I'm in a tiny, isolated community where 4 school children, oh, goodness, have taken their lives. They're wondering if you can look to see what if there's interference or if there's clearings for the school building that they are in or that they were in. Wow.
I would just go on and do the space clearing for that location.
Okay, like add the address?
Yep, add the address to that and just see if, what happens, see if it can help out somewhat.
Now, if it's a school, is that a large enough area that you would want to list each separate room individually, or can you do large sections of the school at a time?
Well, we could do large sections, you know, it'll just clear it out for what's there with the negativity. And then from there, it's, you know, it'll at least get rid of what's there. And I can't say that it's not going to be that way tomorrow. It could be, you know, the darkness coming in there tomorrow too. But if you did it, you know, tonight, we'll say, because you're compelled to do that, then, you know, the energy works in the now, but the aliens live in time, so they can change the timelines and recreate another situation, or just leave the negativity there or bring more in. So it could help. Just depends what happens.
Okay. Well, thank you, listener, for writing in, and I hope that they can find some way to relieve that situation. Okay, so another listener is wondering what is causing all these natural disasters, earthquakes and hurricanes and such.
Typically, I would say it's probably the underlying current, we'll say, would be alien wars brought here to this planet. So we probably have aliens out there somewhere not liking what's going on here, and they're using the ground crew to cause problems here for people. So it's probably, I would say, they probably want to gain more territory of what they think they own or need to have or something. And the people on the surface are what's suffering. And a lot of the people may not even be people anyway. It may not be humans, maybe clones. So maybe some of those alien races that are doing this stuff, using the ground crew down here to cause things with weather modifications, et cetera, they really don't care for life too much. And maybe they're just trying to get rid of clones too. So it's hard to say what's going on, but the underlying current would be the fact that it's just an alien war brought down here, opposing forces. So back to you.
Okay. Well, so another listener did write in, and they mentioned that there was an eight. Oh my gosh, possibly there were two. I'll read the whole thing. It says 7.1 earthquake in Mexico yesterday, and there was also an 8.0 earthquake in Mexico on the same date of September 19th in 1985. So they're saying that on that date, you know, in 85 and then yesterday, there was two very high-rated earthquakes, both in Mexico. Perhaps this is where some of the heavy energy is coming from. So you were correct. Something had happened on this date.
So what's that? So we have, how many years ago was that? 85, so that's 15 years to 2000 plus 17, right? So that's what, 32, correct?
Yeah.
So maybe they're using that 32 number, which is probably pretty popular, you know, that one organization, you know, talks about their 32 and 33 degree stuff, you know?
Oh.
And so very possibly it's just a reoccurrence of the past coming forward to get energy. And the energy builds more and more, and they use key numbers and key dates and even probably words to reinforce an energy system that's probably in the, say, the clouds, we'll call it. And that's probably what's happening. So if you look at, if you were to look at any type of major disaster, and if you can go back far enough, if it's recorded, you're going to notice that things happen on or around the same day, you know, just say, I won't say every year, but maybe different anniversary times. Maybe it could be some type of sequence where things are happening and recycle, just like what happens to most people. You have a car accident or something that was pretty awful for you, and you remember the date when that happened. And sure enough, the next year on that date, you feel the energy from that year before on that same date. And that's how they use energy. And they use energy to steal energy from you. So they'll keep this process going. So back to you.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah, well, you talk about that a lot, and we have experienced it before. Whenever there's something going on, we can look back at that date, and yep, sure enough, there's all sorts of similar things occurring. So that makes sense. Okay, somebody just says, thank you very much for the great call tonight, Ron. They love the butterfly ride. Yay.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're still on it. Oh, enjoy the butterflies, okay?
Yeah, I like butterflies. They're beautiful. I remember seeing a lot of them when I was much younger, you know, always at the cottage and stuff. So cool. Such interesting little creatures. Okay, somebody has a question, and, you know, they've been advised to write into you personally. So if you want to write to Ron and it's a private question, yes, just keep it short. And the email address is creationlightshift@yahoo.com. But I will try and answer this here with you right now, Ron, so that the person can make a concise question for you. It says they have heard back from you on the number of death barcodes that they need to do, and minus the body barcodes that they have, and also the ones on the car. They would also like to know, and they will be emailing you, but they're wondering, you know, do I just say, how many death barcodes on my home? And how many death barcodes, for my parents and my two dogs, should they just list, hey, Ron, how many death barcodes on my home, my parents, my two dogs? They just want to know
What's probably best is for you to send your address, because, I'll talk about that in a second, and also you want to give your dogs or cats the name of them, okay? So now we'll go back to your home, okay? Well, your consciousness, maybe you just got through moving, right? And so, or you got a different apartment. Maybe you've been in the apartment for 2 months, but when you think of home, you think of the one that you had previously, okay? And so your mind's going to that one because you lived there for a long time and you have history or her story there. But you may not even be really realizing that the one you're trying to get is where you're at now. So when I'm tuning into you, just by saying you're home, your thoughts may connect me to the one that you just were in previously for 10 years. And now you have a brand new one, maybe, that you're in now. So it's always best to give me your address. And I guess the next question would be, could the death barcodes from your previous house that you lived in, we'll just say for 10 years, follow you to your new one? It's a possibility. So I'll just leave it at that. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, interesting. So you can't just go by our energy, what we say, our home, because we could be thinking of a home that we're not actually in. So you want the address, so you can deal with the home that we are in right now. That's great. Good to know. Okay.
It's the same thing as your space clearings. You know, you want to indicate what space you want, you know, your workspace, you know, maybe you put in your address if you wanted to do a space clearing of the space that you're, you know, dealing with. So I get people who would say, oh, I have this kind of car, which is perfectly fine. They said the year of the model of the car. And, Your make and model, we'll say, and then people will also send me their address of their house, and that way it's I can figure it out, you know, and give you the exact, you know, what's going on with you, you know, with that. So that's the best way to do that. I do get a few that, you know, they're assuming that their house is where they live and that's the house that they're in, but you know, I'm probably, you know, pretty much right on when I give you the information, but it's always best for you to tell me the address.
Okay, good. Yeah, it makes sense. I know when I do location clearings, I actually, if it's remote, like my workplace, I will put in the address, the full address, and the specific room that I want cleared out as well, just to be exact. Okay, so then, all right, so I hope that's clear, listener. If it's not, please let us know, write back. And so you just want to send, you know, the address and then your two dogs' names and your parents' names, if you, because it says you bought the death barcode clearings for also your parents. So, yeah, just make it clean. And
okay, and also...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll say this a little differently, okay? So your physical address, your physical dog's name, all this stuff is physical. And that is how I'm connecting to what you're giving me is physical. The other way, you know, my home, well, that's a mental energy. So now you're on timelines with your home because you haven't made it into the now by giving it its location and its physical address, its GPS. So that's the difference, too. So you're assuming that when you think of your house or your home or whatever, that it's connected to you when you think about it energetically, and that's on timelines. So when you put down the physical address or name of something, then that's in the now, and that is working now with source energy as opposed to timelines of darkness. So if you really think about that, you can go, wow, yeah, that's why I need to say things out loud. That's why, you know, I can't think of anything because then I'm in the matrix. So when you don't give a specific location, then it could be anywhere. And what timeline is it going to be attached to you on? And how many homes have you been in on timelines? You could, remember, you're switched out every 10 minutes, and you could be in your house for the whole day, so every 10 minutes you're being switched out into a different home each time it's created by the aliens. So that's another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Okay. Excellent. I just wanted to email them back just in case they are not listening tonight, just to let them know that the question was answered on the air tonight. Okay, so then, all right, this one says, healing on one side. On the Sunday call, I asked for healing on my right leg, which was very helpful. Now my left leg is even worse. What happened? Oh, no. Is that good?
Well, whenever you have anything with your body, you always want to balance it out and do both sides of it. So chances are the right side got healed, and now you're comparing the right with the left side, and the left side still may have a lot of densities on it, and maybe the right side was overshadowing some of the left side, and so now the right one's completely fixed, we'll say, and the left one, you're seeing more densities, and it may even look physical to you that it's not as good, but it could have been always that way. So whenever you do anything on the body, it's always best to do both sides of the body after you get the one fixed and do your other side. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, maybe they're just noticing it more, but we have another call on Sunday, right? So they can take care of that at that time. Hopefully they're on the call as well. Okay, this next one is really nice. It says, Ron's motivation. What motivates you to do what you do? It takes a lot of help. It takes a lot to help people in darkness to come to the light in similar worlds like Earth. Thank you so much for your compassion, dedication, and perseverance in helping us.
That's a hard question to answer. It's sort of like a job. That's about all I could say. And so I have a lifetime job now of doing this. And I don't really look at it, put any energy on it. I just know when the BBS shows are and the different conference calls are, and that's what I'm doing. So I don't really look at anything as negative or positive or why I'm doing it. because it doesn't exist for me. Being in the now, none of that exists. So I don't have any judgments on what I'm doing. So anyway, that's about all I can say. It's just I'm just expressing who I am. So back to you.
Well, thank you. We're very glad. Very good. It makes me think of maybe like when a company is created, they always come up with a mission statement, and it just becomes what they are, like what they're about, what they're just going to do, underlying everything, no matter what. They're just not going to question it. They've made the mission statement, and that's what occurs. So it seems like it's your mission. So thank you. It's been a long mission, probably longer than many others you have stated in the past. So,
yeah,
I know. You've said before that, like, other light beings have come here, and they may have been here for a short time. Have there been light beings that have come here without an ascension, or did they come here until an ascension happened?
No, they do come throughout the different time frames. A lot of them just give up because, you know, everything is so dense here. And they come in maybe fully charged up with their spirit energy, and then the darkness takes them out, maybe even kills them. And then from there, if they do stay alive, they just get disgusted, in a sense, get caught into the energy of the darkness here, and kind of give up their mission and try to live a peaceful life if they can. And most of them don't live past the age of probably 35. And then they're taken out.
Wow. Okay.
Now, the last one is Princess Diana. I don't know how old she was. Maybe 32, I don't know. But she wasn't really probably... I don't think she has realized, or if she realized herself, that she was a light being, but, she did do her mission. And maybe that's all she was supposed to do, was, teach compassion to people. So that was what she came for. You can't really go by how their life is and all the politics involved, et cetera. It's just what the person, you know, kind of leaves behind. And that's what she left. So back to you.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, she is an interesting character, just from the little bit that I kind of remember. I remember watching the royal wedding, and then she, you know, looked pretty happy. And then within about 2 weeks, she was not looking so happy. And, don't really know what was going on. I was pretty young, but I know that she did a lot of work that was very compassionate. People really, really levitated towards her. I mean, they just really liked her. And she did a lot of work with getting rid of old landmines that were left in countries, you know, where maybe there had been a war, you know, years before, and there were still landmines. So she did a lot of work with that. So, yeah, that's interesting. I think people are fascinated to know that she was one of them. And I know that in a conference in LA, somebody asked, you know, have there been other light beings besides you? And you have said yes, there were a few others that came in with you or around this time, or they have been here, but they have since been corrupted, or like you say, they may have, left earlier. So thank you for sticking it out and staying here and doing this work for so long. It's really amazing. We're all very grateful. Okay, so the next one says free clearing. So I think this is addressing the list of, I believe, 16 or 17 free clearings that are on your website on the left-hand side. I have been using a lot of the free clearings, especially the gray sky and the environmental imbalance, which work beautifully. However, there are a few on there that I am not sure what they are for. Can you explain what the black mist, green mist, and death blue ray clearings are used for? So, yeah, would you start with the black mist clearing, Ron?
Yeah, that's what you can see it up in the clouds or just in the air, in a sense. Have you ever seen, like, it looks like spider webs, sort of? Like what you'd see in an attic. You know, if you went up to an attic and it hasn't been cleaned, and you put a flashlight up there and you see the spider webs with a bunch of, you know, maybe dust on it. That's kind of what it looks like. So that's the black mist. It's just a very bad energy to, you know, have you entangled up with. Sometimes it appears on roads like a really dark fog, kind of spooky looking. So that's basically what that does. You know, its intent is to cause you harm. Next one, Michelle?
The green mist?
Okay, the green is very, very similar. That one was more recently discovered. It's just another really dark energy, and it's green in color. Maybe some alien race brought it here. So I'll just say that's another thing. Once you clear it off of you, you're going to feel better. Next one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the death blue ray.
That's what the aliens are trying to use. I don't know how effective that energy is now. But when it came here, it was going to be targeting humans with this special energy force field to take out humans. I have to remember that this planet, even though humans live on it and people, you know, think that they're human, we'll say, and they think the planet is being destroyed by them, which it probably is in a sense, but really it's the aliens doing it, working through humans. And so the bottom line is that the aliens have been here much longer than the human race has, and they probably just don't want to have humans here any longer. So they're bringing in clones and different types of clones, and now they're bringing in, you know, the artificial intelligence, the AI type of energies here. And that's why people probably do texting and, you know, have the different computer or little games on your cell phone or on your computer or monitor screen. Now they have those glasses that you put on for 3D or whatever. So, you know, they're just making you into a robot. So I would imagine probably maybe 5 years down the road here, all the younger people who are used to this technology will be controlled by whoever chooses to control them, because they're already getting the programs put into them by using these things. So, and if you look, can you go anywhere? If you see people, I don't know. I don't drink coffee. We'll just use that as a term, going to a coffee house or a shopping mall or someplace where you see people having some extra spare time. They're on their cell phone texting everybody. So they're being turned into robots and maybe getting downloads of artificial intelligence. So anyway, that's what's going on. So that's, I don't know if that's really scary or not, but it would be to a real human to see people giving up and using their free will, free choice, to do something that is sort of counterproductive for them. But they don't know that because, you know, the programs are installed and the implants, and they just keep doing what they're doing, becoming better slaves to the aliens unknowingly. So back to you.
Yeah, I think one thing that I find not unpleasant is just that people don't talk to each other so much anymore. Like, face-to-face, they're all kind of staring at their phones, and it's like, hi, there's a human right here. You know, we could talk. but they don't. They sit there on their phones. But also the fact that a lot of these new technologies and things are being tested on animals, beings that would never, ever be mental enough to understand them or use them. And it's basically just, you know, torture for that type of a being. And then, yes, it's being used, you know, to create, you know, the situation with people, and people are like, it's like they're going for it. It's like they're okay with it. It's strange, to say the least. So, going back to the free healings, I just wanted to mention, because we don't talk about it a lot, and you really have to search to find it, but there is another free healing on your website, Ron, that is not listed in the free healing under the title of that is free healing. You have to search for it, and you can search for it if you type in galactic, and it is the Galactic Federation Affiliations Clearing. And if you look at the bottom of that list under galactic, what comes up, it says the price is zero each. And that is one of the free healings that's not listed. But then on the top of that list, Ron, you also have it as $5 times your years of living as a whole life year healing. Is there a difference between those two clearings?
Yeah, there would be. The Galactic Federation clearing takes away your forced abductions and your contracts probably that you did, you know, before you're born here to be connected to the aliens under the guise of Galactic Federation. And they've changed the, you know, those wordings so much now, the names they put up, light and this and that and the other. Never used to be that way, just used to be Galactic Federation. And since I started saying that they're not good and that they're evil and are mind-controlling you, then the other people who are promoting that will change the name somewhat to try to separate that from the other one, but it's the same thing. Just a play on words that they're doing, and, you know, but it's all, you know, anything out there that deals with aliens, you know, you should run, don't walk. Especially what you don't want to do is go to these events that people have, typically here in California, where they go out to, I think it's Yucca Valley, I'm not sure, but anyway, they go out and have maybe a weekend with speakers talking about the aliens and stuff and trying to call them in, and, you know, then everybody there is abducted. You know, because you're giving your free will, free choice to have that done to you as you show up there looking for that experience. When I went to a UFO conference in 05 in Laughlin, Nevada, people were talking about having razor cuts on their necks and arms, about an inch in length, precision cuts. And then also people were having, you know, those... like a little triangle with three bumps, probably from an alien instrument that kind of gave you like a little pimple, but the pimple was concave on you. But yeah, when you go to these events, you know, expect to be abducted, because the aliens see that as your free will to be abducted because you want to find out more about aliens, and they're right there to oblige you. So I would say everybody who's been to these events have been abducted during that event. And you don't know when you're not here. And the presenters don't even know that. They don't talk about that. They just, everybody thinks that, you know, you're fully conscious and aware. And then they do their meditations and stuff. And, you know, right away, you know, you came there as one person and, you know, left there as maybe somebody else. And I would imagine that most of the women that go to that probably are going to be baby factories for aliens or have their eggs taken. So back to you.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, there is a lot of that, like MUFON and different kinds of conferences to learn about stuff, and you hear people tell these stories, and guess what? You're next. So don't go. Don't listen to people talk about their stories. Yeah, probably not good. Okay. So, Ron, I don't know about this, but this is an email that we got. It says, are you able to clear the asteroid Pallas, P-A-L-L-A-S, which is used as part of our astrology birth chart? There are pictures of this asteroid on the internet. I don't know if it's...
At this moment, I'd say I'm not going to get involved with it.
Okay. Well, you do have a certain clearing. I believe it clears vortexes, moons, planets. It clears an array of different things. And I don't know if asteroid is listed. I don't think it is. But if we have that clearing, could we put our name and then put asteroid after it and then clear all the different sections that goes from our spirit, our body, our emotions?
Yeah, you could do that, and also maybe there's an other listed there, but yeah, it could be done that way if there's no other.
Okay. Okay, so listener, if you have that clearing, do that. And if you don't have it, get it. It's a really good one. It covers a lot, and you can use it every time there's a full moon. Oh my goodness, it is the best clearing to have on. Okay. This one says death barcodes for homes. Do we buy separate from the one for myself? Do we buy separate? Oh, no. When they buy the death barcode, they can do it on different things. They just buy one death barcode, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then if it's for their car or their home, do they put that after their name?
Yes, they would. Uh-huh. And you need to contact me, what you have on, how many you have, and if you had some cleared in the past.
Okay, thank you. So there's another question about death barcodes. It says, I have been working on death barcodes. I finished the physical death barcode, the emotional stress and depression barcode, and I'm now working on the mind of the body barcode. Are there more related barcodes to do after the mind of the body are completed? Does the death barcode clearing include doing them on your car, house, etc.? Okay, so we kind of just talked about that, but do you want to say anything more?
No, all that I've done so far is everybody knows what I've done, from the different calls that we've been on. So we just happened to add a few more things to it because we have special conference calls like the placenta one, and then the mind of the body. So, those you can do on it. But by all means, don't just go in there and start creating or thinking or using your pendulum to see how many death barcodes you have. It may be okay, and it may be the correct answer, but always contact me first before you do any type of death barcode. You don't want to become plagued by the aliens because there's no energy there. They haven't put one on you, then they see you doing a death barcode, and they go, what's going on here, You're creating a program for them to use. So if you take away the program, which is what we're doing, when you clear those, then that's one thing. But if you just do something at random, then they may want to put the program back on you again. And then you could be, worse off than you would be without doing anything. But never do anything and assume that you know how many you have. You could tell me what you think you have. That would be fine. But don't go out and just boldly do it, or think that you get, two a month and you got to do two a month at the end of the month because you think you're getting two. Don't do that. So back to you.
Okay. So I think so far, you buy the death barcode, and then it comes with stress, And then we've also been told to put depression after our name and run, you know, those. And then placenta, if we were on the placenta call. And then we can also ask you how many for our car, our home, our pets. Okay. Good. So, but it's all the same healing that you're buying. You're just buying the one, and then you're doing different aspects within that, but we're getting your permission for how many to do. So the other question that the same listener has is, can you explain the benefits of the Mind Matrix barcode clearing?
Boy. Well, every clearing that we have on the website, you know, the benefit is the same. It frees you up from darkness. So remember, you're in different arenas of darkness. So each time you do a clearing, it's going to free you up from the darkness that's connected to you. So, you know, but I wouldn't look at those clearings until you do, you know, your whole lifetime ones. Do your whole lifetime ones first. And after you do those, then, you know, maybe you need to do maybe a half a dozen or eight of them. You know, everybody has about that many contaminated bodies. There's more than that, but, you know, those are what you probably need to do. And you can figure those out pretty easily. Got the fear and the trauma, pain, maybe sensory body, you know, plus the mental and the emotional, you know. So it's kind of where you're living. And then from there, look at the other clearings. Because you need to get rid of the reason why you have your situation. So don't go jumping around the website and trying to find out what else to do. Your main priority is to do the whole lifetime clearings. And then after you do those, then see which clearing is going to work, you know, for you, or which one you may need. So that's the whole thing. You know, the death barcode is the only exception there. You know, there's other clearings too you can do. And then a twisted body clearing, you know, is a good one. But mainly you do the whole lifetime clearings first before you start jumping all over the place trying to figure out something that you may want to do that sounds good to you. Do the whole lifetime clearings first. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So next question says, as we do more and more clearings and our bodies get cleaned and ready for ascension, will we eventually be able to see the light ship and the healing is done while we are on the light ship? If we are able to ascend, will we eventually be able to see it? Is it like an ability that will be available to us or developed as we get cleared?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people see it even going up for the first time. So as far as seeing, sensing the light ship, I don't know what is blocking people from not seeing it, okay? Because I do have people who actually see the rooms that they go into. The rooms are actually, when I talk about the rooms, the people that are aware will normally see the room that you're going into maybe a second or two before I even mention it. So whether you're going to be able to see it, have any more clearings, I don't know. You know, it's sort of one of those personal things, and it's hard to say why you're not seeing it, because people do see the room, see the light beams, and see them being worked on. And I can't say that by doing more clearings is going to allow you to see more on the light ship, because, you know, I just don't know why people don't see it, but and there's really no reason or you know, confuse yourself or doubt yourself or beat yourself up because you don't see anything. Just know that it's working. So it's not a prerequisite for your healing to be able to see the light ship. And it looks like our time is kind of coming to a close. You have anything to add, Michelle?
Well, I have a quick testimonial if you want to hear it.
Sure, that's great.
Okay. It says somebody had some dental work, and they did take painkillers and laughing gas so the dentist could do their work. But at home, they had running the pain, trauma, mind of the body, entity, cellular memory, emotional, fear, set sequence, curses, hexes, spells, and the dark side practitioner clearing. Wow, the combination was amazing. Yeah, they say it worked to relieve the many levels of discomfort and was able to get my spirit back rather quickly. Thanks, Ron. The clearings work 100%.
Yeah, that's good. You have a good arsenal there.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yep, very, very good. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. So you must say this out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Liz, on the scenes. And we'll see you later, everyone. And the people on the call today still have another hour to go. And they're maybe buzzing around, maybe on their butterfly or dragonfly or whatever they're on. So enjoy your 1 hour flight there, everybody. As a special gift for the people who was on the conference call that starts at 5:30 Pacific. And we do water charging. So they're on the light ship still, having a great time and having extra healing. So bye, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Thank you, listeners.